tragic story of the three assholes. I guess I'm reaching you, right? You, anyway. You too. Oh, more of the gas escaping. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the tragic story of the three assholes. They were just climbing around up there. I think they caught them. There were three other assholes that inspired this song. The three that inspired the song were members of the journalistic community. They came to interview me one time, brought their girlfriends with them. This is in the early days of the women's liberation movement, when it was really important for a guy to prove to the girl that he was with that he was on their side. You know what I mean? The first guy on the block to say Ms. to somebody, he thought he was gonna get sucked off because he would say it first. And of course, a lot of the girls were stupid enough to suck him off just because he said Ms. They thought, hey, a live one, this guy'll do anything. And so these three guys that came to interview me were from that school of thought. And the idea of what they're gonna do was come over there and try and ask me these really deep, sensitive questions, see? And thereby make me look shitty, make them look good, and make the girlfriend suck them all off after the interview. It did not work. What it did do, however, was cause the construction of this song. Now, this song is in the realm of theory. This is a fantasy story that could have happened in the lives of those three guys, where they might wind up from that kind of behavior. Goes like this.
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, my teeth is shiny. I tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp and I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. Let her do all the work and maybe later I'll rape her. Oh God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme. And I'm a handsome son of a bitch. Gonna get a good job and be real rich. Women's liberation came creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I fucked this dyke by the name of Freddy. She made a little speech then. Boy, she tried to make me say when. She had my balls in a vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still hooked on, but now it shoots too quick. Oh God, I am the American dream. But now I smell like Vaseline. And I'm a miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which. So I went out and bought me a leisure suit. I jingle my change, but I'm still kinda cute. Got a job doing radio promo, and none of the jocks can even tell I'm a homo. Eventually me and a friend sorta drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, long as I get a little golden shower. Oh God, I am the American dream. With a spindle up my butt till it makes me scream. And I'll do anything to get ahead. I lay awake nights saying thank you, Fred. Oh God, I'm so fantastic. Thanks to Freddy, I'm a sexual spastic. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, I'm going down. And my name is Bobby Brown. Watch me now, because the name of this song is Envelopes.